right, greetings to you all once again. In the name of the Most High, greet you above all, but in the midst of all that's taking place upon the earth at such a time as this. First of all, no worries. No worries, no stress, and absolutely no fear. Because perfect love drives out all fear, and we understand how the controllers of this world have weaponized fear in order to destroy humanity, to destroy you and I. So when you know that somebody that doesn't have your best interest at heart uses a particular tactic, then you don't fall for that tactic. You change things up. If somebody that's your enemy wants you in fear, then the better place for you to be is in love. If somebody that's your enemy wants you in debt, then the better place to be is solvent and having resources. If somebody that is your enemy wants you divided against everybody else around you on smaller and smaller subsets of information and division and places that you could possibly be divided on based on minor ideologies and minor differences, if that's where people are coming from that don't have your best interests at heart, then why not look for the places where you're in agreement with other people and where you can do something together and where you can be on the same page and support each other? I'm an advocate now for, maybe we should try to do this around the world. How about we spend all of our time working on the things that we all agree on and that we can all come to a consensus on that are need to be addressed, and find the amicable ways to do that, and let's keep our differences and the things that we want to fight about, let's schedule that in. So let's say every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., you can fight it out. You know, but you've got to save it until then. Wouldn't that be great? Then we spend the rest of our time focused on the things that we can agree on. Okay, so what are some things that we can agree on around the world? Well, we've had some adverse effects from whatever this situation is that we've all been put into the middle of, whatever you may believe that it is, it's still an adverse situation where people's lives, resources, mobility, options for the future have been adversely affected. So how do we clear that up? How do we clean that up? What does that look like? Who makes those decisions? Yeah, I've always kind of gone much more along the stance of people taking individual responsibility for themselves. I think that's a big part of our growth experience in this life is growing up. A child needs somebody to do everything for them. And as a child grows and goes from a newborn to, you know, infant, toddler, and as they continue to progress, as they grow, they more and more have the ability to do and to take care of things and to take responsibility for their actions. And they understand and they comprehend the world around them. They can make decisions and they can make choices. And, you know, that's all part of growth. It's all part of growing up. And the world tries to keep people stunted. They don't want them to grow up. Because if you grew up and you understood who you were, for example, say you're an heir to a fortune. But if you never grow up, well, you never are in a position to manage, claim, utilize that fortune. So the people that keep that fortune would be the ones that are have control over it until the heir comes of age. What happens if that never happens? So they've been trying to keep humanity away from who they are throughout. Your entire lifetime, they've tried to keep you away from who you are. Think about the kind of influences that have been bludgeoned upon you for your young life, your adult life, all of the distractions, all of the things that mean nothing, that are a waste of your attention. You know, there's some nice social experiences in the middle of all of that, but it's a waste of your attention, of your time. You know, I've begun being a little bit more deliberate and a bit more conscious about that. Sometimes even people that may have something good to say, but you know, is it worth the amount of time and energy and attention you give it? Like, some people are just, listen, you know what they're going to say. So in 5 minutes, they've said it. So you don't, you know, or in 5 minutes you could summarize it. So why give that place and that person so much of your energy and your attention? If it's entertaining, call it that. But there's a lot of places that you can waste your energy, your effort, and the world tries to siphon that off of you, and people try to keep you from ever growing up and taking responsibility for your time while you're here. This window of life, it's a beautiful thing. Now the controllers are losing the narrative. They're losing control. They're losing, people don't want their experimental jabs. People don't trust the information that they try to push down their throats. People are resisting. They are walking in. They're not asking for permission to walk in their sovereign rights as human beings. They're just doing it. And when they're being questioned, they're challenging the questioning, and the people that are trying to control are losing on every front. That's why they're getting more desperate. That's why their attempts are becoming more and more draconian. That's why they don't have a debate or a conversation or a logical exchange, but they just silence you, censor you, block you. There's a reason for that. Because because they don't have the moral high ground, they don't have truth on their side. What they have is the machine, and they try to use that machine to control everybody. But if they don't have logic, reason, and truth on their side, all they try to do is remove the other side's, the one that they try to remove the conversation, so that you can't express what you need to say. Which, if other people heard it, wow, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Why would I take an experimental jab? I'll just wait 5 years. How about that? How about everybody just waits 5 years and doesn't put anything toxic in their body? No, we've... Think for yourselves. Make decisions for yourselves. Take responsibility for yourselves. You know, you've already been, you know, Jesus came to show us how to live. Jesus came and taught us who we were, reminded us who we were. You already were that. He just reminded you of who you were. Now you shift into who you are and not who they want you to be. That's what they're trying to keep everybody from doing. But that's what's happening. Not with everybody, but with massive swaths of humanity. People are recognizing who they are. And they're moving into that. That's why they're also trying to mess with people's DNA. Try to cap them, keep them. For those people, hope the best, but it doesn't look good. But for you, the truth seeker, the one walking in that which is real, persist in that which is real. If you haven't already joined, we just set it up, but there's a Telegram group. We're going to have a little bit of a chat going there. We're going to start putting up some things that just are helpful there, that in the written form, and it's nice because people also, you know, can get a chance just to get some feedback from different people, and people are sharing things. Listen, the Telegram group is a privilege. It's not an expectation. So we can, you know, if people come in there and they flare up and they're not supposed to be there, then that may have to go, or we may just shut it down at some point too, but, or they may kick us off, who knows. But it's there, so you're welcome to join it. Search for it. We'll try to keep the links up for it. But yeah, keep on keeping on. If you want to reach us direct, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always reach us. Bless you all. We love you. Talk to you again sometime very, very soon. Listen, walk in love. Walk in love. Set your frequency to love. Bless everyone around you. Bless the people. Bless and don't curse. You know, bless and don't curse. As you bless and as you love people and as you watch out for them, things change. That's the frequency we need. All right? And that's what you have. So we love you. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.